This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Digital Transformation Unit, Collect, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation is rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, Guardian Radio Station 96.9. 12-2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation. It's the foundation. Foundation. It's the foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I thought today was the 19th. I'm wilding out. Today is the 20th of July. We are 11 days out before we transition into another month. And as these months continue to be able to wind down, you know, we're getting closer to two major things that we're going to be doing here at the Foundation. We're getting closer to Atlanta, which is August 20th. Well, we're going to be there from August 20th to the 27th. And we're getting closer to China in October. On the 15th to the 30th, we're going to be going down there with the Foundation. So I'm grateful to do that. And grateful to be here in this space for you guys. You know, we're going to be talking about a little bit China today. But before I do that, in the spirit of decency and order, before I do that, I must say to you, pick up your Guardian newspaper. You can be able to see everything's in there. Guardian newspapers, anywhere you want to go. Every Thursday, when we touch the newspaper, we have to. And I'm hoping that at least I give you that one day out of seven concept in your mind, that when you touch the newspaper on Thursdays and you see sort of the thickness, that you recognize that this is our brothers and sisters who've passed away. I always like to do that. I don't know if you come from old people, if you as old people, children, and you watch Channel 40 with me, with Grammy till 2-3 o'clock in the morning while she's telling me a story about these particular persons, but these are brothers and sisters who've passed away in the land. They've gone on from life into eternity to receive their eternal reward, and it is our responsibility to identify and acknowledge these particular persons. You can be able to go to the obituary here. It's obituaries and inspirations right here in the Guardian newspaper. You can pick that up. And if you're going through one of those transitional times, a hard period that you kind of had to put a loved one down, and ensure that this particular person that you love, that you carry in your heart and continue to be able to carry in your memories, you want to ensure that you put them down with the same character, style, and personality that they lived with. You want to be able to ensure that you go to Butler's funeral homes and crematoriums. Those are my guys. Those are my family. And I want to be able to thank them for all that they've done. We're looking and hoping to be able to expand that family tie. Talk to me. This is me adopting a position with Butler's Funeral Homes. We want to be able to expand and do some stuff with Milo Butler and son. We had Alan Butler on the other day. I thought it was an amazing conversation that we had. So we're looking to expand on that. But like I said to you, if you're dealing with this transitional period, if you're dealing with this kind of a rough patch, and persons who've been able to go through this can be able to help navigate you to a space where they're not necessarily comforting you, but they're providing you with the tools necessary to cope with this loss in your life. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematoriums, those are my guys. Just tell them Howard sent you, and they'll be able to accommodate you accordingly down there. Guys, today's Thursday. It's Small Business Thursday. We always talk on Small Business Thursday about the next steps in business, concepts and ideas that has to do with technology and moving service and products forward and making these things happen. Well, this Thursday is, like other Thursdays, being able to identify those things. But like I said to you at the top of the hour, we're going to Atlanta. But more specifically, we want to be able to amplify what we're going to be doing down there in China. I'm excited about that. I feel like it's a new step, new phase. I kind of assessed the entire year. I don't know about you. I assessed the entire year. And I looked at my life prior to 2020, right? 2020, January 2020, if you remember, we was doing a show, Rush Hour with Dazzy and Howard. We did the show, Rush Hour with Dazzy and Howard. I pre-recorded the thing in January, on the 20th of January 2020. We pre-recorded the thing, I think it was a Friday. And I hopped on a plane to Miami with my business partners. We had an amazing deal on the table, blew my mind. I couldn't talk. Oh, my God. The thing was, it was crazy. I knew. I sit down with my wife quietly. I didn't want the crows to hear me outside. You know how they go. There's toot news. So I whisper in her as I say, baby, listen to me. Next year, this time, we can be millionaires. She said, Jesus, I don't say it loud. Don't say it too loud. By God, it's amazing. It was an amazing deal. Opportunities that come. And what happened? COVID happened. Everything came to an absolute standstill. I have not been in the United States of America since January 2020. With the transition of what happening, all our savings and everything is gone, so forth and so on. But what is an amazing thing? Read Leviticus chapter 25. I don't want to get too preachy with y'all, but I just want to let you know that in the year of Jubilee, I want to use Mario Moxie, Pastor Mario Moxie's concept. God gave us a bumper crop. This is a crop in reserve. This is in preparation for what we're going through. We didn't even know. I was able to live and take care of my bills after making certain modifications and survive, take care of my family with what I had made in 2019. Somebody say amen. I can't even get no amen. I was able to live and survive off of what I made in 2019. Blew my mind. Watch me. And as I move forward to this thing, you know, we as men wrapped in this flesh, this carnal, with these sort of an ideas of where we have to go, what we have to do, I didn't know what to do. So it was just prayer, relentless prayer. Say, Lord, I got to make it. Right? In comes 2023. And in December of 2022, last year, December, you know what happened. You heard me here on the radio station and the transition happened instantaneously. Juan McCartney left Howard. I didn't even know this was going to happen. Somebody just understand where I get it. You don't like to hear my story, but I'm trying to tell you my story is our story. 2022, I didn't know where I was going. I was setting up for a whole other thing. I already didn't call everybody in Canada. I already didn't call Los Angeles. I didn't tell my cousin, I think I'm coming up there because I ain't making no money. Talk to me. And in one day, I got a telephone call. Howard, would you consider? Before the question was asked whether I would consider, I said, absolutely. Bop. That was done. The transition happened, brought me to this particular space. And since I've been here, every single month we have been climbing. I'm hoping that you're enjoying the show because I truly am. And my point to you is that this year of Jubilee, this time that we are in this country, man, I don't know where you are. I don't know if you're wrapped in this sort of an idea of depression. I don't know if you're wrapped in the things that you could see, but maybe I have to say this to you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing cometh by the word of the Lord. Come on, talk to me. It's get preachy with you. But I need to be able to rejuvenate and revive your soul to let you know that we are in our season. How do I know that? Because we going to China. My God. Look how I had to bring it together for you to make you to understand that the step that we're going to take is a step that we never even imagined. I was having conversations in my mind if I'd ever move to Nassau as a child. I said, never go to Nassau. That violence over there, they're trying to kill everybody. Look at me in Nassau. I am saying to you, in the year of our Jubilee, we are going to China. And that, see, I can tell you like your pastors say, you have to wait till you see it to shout. Man, you got to shout now. Amen. I just get preachy very quickly. You got to shout now. We going to China. And when we come back, we will never be the same. Maybe I have to whisper to my wife again. You think I should whisper to her? My whisper is, go do ways though. She might end up pregnant. Let me say. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my good friends, Matt Antonio. Blood, he's here in the studio with us today. He's talking to us about China. And Omar Smith, they're here to talk to us about China. Gentlemen, say good afternoon to the Bahamian people. How y'all doing, man?
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Man, that introduction is off the chain, man. I love it. And like you said, everybody has a story, and your story needs to be told.
Yeah. You got to be able to get yourself inspired and understand that you could wrap. What did David say? I encourage myself in the Lord, mm-hmm. not encourage myself in social media. Watch mm-hmm. me. I just get preachy very quickly. Huh? Not encourage myself in these carnal mindset of young people who ain't never been nowhere, never do nothing, but they think they know every Jesus thing. Talk to me. The rejection of the foundational truth. We encourage ourselves in the Lord. Talk to me, Omar.
And then listen, Howard, it's a pleasure to be here. Look like we came on the right time when you were inspired, because I can just feel the inspiration coming off of you, Howard. I can feel it.
I'm excited about this trip, you know.
Well, it's something to be excited about. And listen, from someone who, you know, I've been so many times, but I'm telling you, the last time I went to China, it was just incredible, because even through the pandemic, the things that they have done, and the things that have changed over there, and the distance that they put between them and the rest of the world in terms of technology and the way they do things, it's just incredible. And so this trip, we're just excited about, and I'm excited to be here, because Howard, this seems like we just come at the right time, because it seems like you've got the inspiration, you've got the touch, you've got the spirit this morning.
No, sometimes I have to make these assessments. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know whether or not you're looking at these things. See, I couldn't put this idea in my own head.
Absolutely not.
Because I don't really want to go to China. I may be 3-4 times bigger than these people. I right here sitting down saying, Lord, I got to fast. Jesus, these seats might be small. It's just to go to play. These are the conversations that I'm having with myself. But I know one thing. I get it. Amen. I am going. And the fact is that a lot of persons out there who are listening to us, this is not me trying to sell you. I don't do things like that. We accommodate those persons who have services and products to sell. I have purchased this concept, this idea. I have given myself over to the fact that I am going up another level. I can't even get over it, man. If you're ready to make a move, your move may not necessarily be China, you know. But if you are ready to make a move and shift your economic position and move up a tier towards the purpose that you were called to, it's time to make a decision. Guys, tell me about what's going to be happening with China.
Well, this is, how many times have you done? I don't know, we've been doing this now for many years now. Yeah. But what it's about is creating opportunity. We're going to the world's largest trade fair that happens in China twice a year. And at this trade fair, there are going to be factories and manufacturers, representatives from almost for every product that's made under the sun. We know that China is the factory of the world, mm-hmm. and this is their biggest trade fair. And you will be able to talk to them and to make deals and to organize shipments to come to the Bahamas or anywhere else in the world. And not only that, in addition to that, because we have people who are maybe may not be on the full 20-foot or 40-foot container stage, but those who are just starting. On our trip, we take you to places where you can see wholesalers that can meet you at the level that you're at. So if you don't want a 20 or 40 foot container, you can get a pallet. You can get maybe 100, 200, 300 pieces. And the price will be negligibly more, but you can do it. And so it's an opportunity where you can see so many different products at extremely, extremely low prices. And including in that is we have shipping packages that can get your goods there. And additionally, we have shipping arrangements where you can bring goods with you at a very low price because you've already made the trip. So this is basically an all-in-one package where you can get yourself started. And I mean, at the very least, you can pay for your trip once or twice, even coming on the trip. And in addition to that, we take you to two other cities. We take you to Shenzhen, which they call the Silicon Valley of China, where they have technology and electronics and those sorts of things. And we also take you into Hong Kong, where you go and spend some time and take a look and see what Hong Kong is like. Hong Kong, which was once a British territory up until 1997. And then we have other places that we can go that are of interest. We have a trip to one of the best hospitals in the region, the Clifford Hospital. That's like a hotel. It's like a five-star hotel. And international people come there and get so many different things done. We've gone there and gotten teeth cleanings, fillings, crowns, those type of things.
You ain't got to go to Colombia for that.
No. No,
my God.
Well, you're here. You can get it all done right there.
You ain't got to scuffle with the gangsters down the road.
No. No, you don't have to go to Medellin for that.
We ain't got to go to that.
No. So I mean, there's so many different things that are part of this trip that you can take and be a part of. And like people who've gone before have said, you know, it changed their lives. And
I've been yet. I didn't know it changed mine.
Listen, it's...
The idea alone is a game changer.
Yes.
The idea that you want to go and make it, because this is not just a casual jump across the street trip. This is not, I want to go right to Fort Lauderdale, to Miami, to any of these particular places. This is, I go on the next side of the world.
Yes, it is.
This is hours of decision and this sort of a, you don't even know what to navigate, what to expect. Where do I go? What's going to happen? Is there turbulence? Is there this or that or all these things? And I'm talking about on the ground. I'm talking about in the air. I'm talking about on the ground. How do we navigate these particular spaces? The communication, all these things. And guess what? Despite all of that, you decide, I go it. That already within itself is a game changer. You know, on Saturday, I was looking for tires, 265, 20, something. I can't remember what the size of my tires are, right? Big tires for my truck. I couldn't find them anywhere. I keep going all over the place. I said, let me call Antonio and see what he says. He sends me down to Unique Motors, right? And I met Damien. Was his name Damien?
My partner.
Right? Damien, right? And so just a casual conversation. I say, hey, Damien, what's up, man? Antonio sent me down here. He says, all right. Man, he had a nice little corduroy suit on. And I'm looking at him, I said,
Just come for my mom's funeral.
Right? He told me, he said, just come for the funeral, right? So I say, this is nice. In my mind, I'm saying, this is a nice little suit he got on, right? So we talking, right? So he says, yeah. I said, man, you know, Antonio that was on my show the other day, man. We were talking about these things, but I'm going to be going to China. Everything changed. He said, you going to China? Make sure you take good money. I said, all right. He said, listen, man, China's going to change your life. He showed me his whole suit. Show me the inside, just like how you did. Show me the inside. He said, 2 days they brought this to my hotel. He said, I brought 10 of these back, right? And 10 pairs of shoes. I only have two. People buy it before I even get it. I said, oh, my God.
Oh, he did it because he went and he bought a bunch of suits. And when he came back, he sold them. And there was, you know, but let's get back to what you were saying. Man, let me tell you something. We only have a few more seats left. Okay? We only have a few more seats left. So if you want to go on this trip with us, you need to come out tonight at 7 o'clock, Fusion at Starbucks. We'll be there at 7. You only can be for a little while. You can answer all your questions. Come on, let's go to China, man. Because if you want to change your life, if you want to stop the hustle, the other hustle, and put on the series of hustling to better your way, to better your life, then you need to go on this trip with us.
This is heavy what you're saying, you know, because I was driving this morning. I don't know what y'all just do. When I'm in the car by myself, I pray, and then I talk to myself, right? I have to do this when nobody around because it seems crazy, right? But it's a necessity. You have to do this. Because speaking to yourself is speaking to your spirit.
Amen.
So I'm in a truck driving by myself, and I pray and I talk and I say, this is what I want to do. I said, Lord, I got to do this because my children shouldn't have to hustle like me.
No.
That's just what it is, right? And so we start to think about these things and think about, and this is no fault of our parents because everyone's in this proverbial rat race. But for those of us who's grabbed on to enough education and experience, world experience, to understand that this cannot be
the norm.
The norm. This relentless state of looking for survival cannot be the way that we live. How do we find ourselves out of this? Because if people doing it, then you could do it. It ain't like it's not getting done. It ain't like all of us out here trying to do the same thing. But if people are doing it, then you could do it.
Yeah, but what you got to realize, Howard, is that, to be honest with you, this isn't for everybody. See, you got to want to change the game. In order to change the game, you got to get in the game. Some people want to be spectators. Okay? I'm not a spectator. You're not a spectator. Omar's not a spectator. We have a few people out there that are not spectators. They want to get into the game, and they want to contribute to the game. You look at Michael Jordan. Okay, he's one of the best. He's the best basketball player they say that ever lived, and he had to go through a process. A lot of us don't want to go through the process. Now you got bees now, you got bees. You have the queen. You got a soldier bees that don't let nobody come to the queen. You just keep feeding the queen. Now if you just want to feed. That's up to you. But
you could be a worker bee.
Yeah, I refuse to be a worker bee.
No,
either I want to be the king. Or I could be the cupbearer, you know? Mm-hmm. Although you're going to taste and eat the food before the queen.
You might die first.
Yes, but at least you're eating and drinking good. Right or wrong.
That's it.
You know? So, like I said, you know, it isn't for everybody. So come and find out how you could better not only yourself, better your kids, and also better your future.
Well, let me take this commercial break and get right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking China at the top of the hour, talking about what we're going to be doing, your concepts and ideas. How do you amalgamate your mind towards this? Someone texts me and says, Howard, I'm sold. We're going to be in China next year. I like that. I like that you're sold and you get in China next year. However, no man knows the day or time. Talk to me. We have an appointed time now. And if you're in this kind of position that you're going to be able to afford it now, if you out there, and you just get a little piece of change, and you want to be able to know how to invest it, you then start to talk about, all right, I get in Miami, I get in here, I get in there. Invest in something that will yield you a significant return. Let's go to China, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, the lines are wide open when we get back. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Come celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Enjoy a flame-grilled beef patty topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, and our special tropical sauce on a brioche bun. Served with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation fit to celebrate every year. Top off the Independence celebrations with our new Guava Sundae or frozen guava lemonade. Our Independence King Combo and treats are available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas is giving you 5,000 more reasons to be proud to be 50. Just purchase a 3-pack of Collect at participating liquor stores and bars for your chance to be one of our 5 lucky $1,000 winners. Winners will be announced every Friday starting June 9th. Collect's 5K giveaway to celebrate 50 years of independence is officially on. Just purchase 3 Collect for your chance to be one of 5 $1,000 winners. Follow Collect on social media for more details. Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly, bae.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at
242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, July 20th. We are getting there, guys. If you're celebrating your birthday, we say happy birthday to you. I don't know what it is. I mean, do we move away from that? I remember I used to listen to talk shows and they give happy birthday for at least 10, 15 minutes, right? You guys don't call me with your happy birthdays. Howard, tell me happy birthday. In passing, very casual. You think I'm supposed to remember that? I don't remember what my wife tell me today. I tell her, text me, baby. So text Howard, 827-0111, 827-0111, for all your happy birthday stuff. I'll be able to put something out there. You're going to see real soon that we're going to be launching an app that gives this sort of an interactive opportunity to be able to put some stuff out there and take this thing to another level. So you're going to see the app. You're going to be able to see us going and doing the podcast simultaneously. Just after we do the show, we're going to be able to run into a podcast and do some stuff like that. So I'm excited for this space, man. Ain't no stopping us now. We're going to be able to make some significant moves and make these things happen. But we cannot do that without your support.
Of course.
All right? So I need your support. Please give me a call, 827-0111. And understand these things. I think a lot of people are kind of consumed with the idea of content. Oh, we love your content. It's good, it's good, it's good, but ain't free. Can I say that? Is it okay to say that? Is it taboo to talk about money? It's a necessity. If you want to be able to get this particular product at a specific level and caliber, you have to be able to support these things. Or else you can lose more voices. I told you, I saw these people out there talking about who did what and all these things, but you forget all of us live on this one rock. And we don't know who children teeth twists. You got to pay for things. You don't know.
Why are you talking to me? Why don't you leave me alone?
My chair and teeth twists. What do you mean? Like,
listen to me. It's so ironic because, listen, today is my son's birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had a very bad teeth situation. And to be honest with you, his orthodontist is amazing. And ironically, today is his birthday. So you mentioned birthday. I was about to tell you. You better wish Omar Smith Jr.
Omar Smith Jr., happy birthday. How old is he today?
He turns 14 today.
14 years old?
Yeah, 14.
You're getting to be a big boy.
Yeah, he's grown pretty tall, especially considering the height of his mother.
Oh, my God.
His mother is 5 foot. I think he's almost as tall as me already.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
Happy birthday to Omar Jr. Guys, if you're celebrating a birthday out there, I say happy birthday to you and your children. All these things. If, like I said to you, please participate in what we're doing, man. Understand that this is something that we're going to take to the entire world. Now, I can do this with or without any assistance. I can get it done. But it'll be best if we have that sort of partnership to be able to take this out there. And I could know. This is how your MP is supposed to be. And watch me be decent. Watch this. This is how your MP is supposed to work for you, the people. But when you get sold to special interests and people start saying different things, then
do it different things too.
Yeah, you know, why does he sound like that? Oh my God, he lost his flavor, this and that. Yeah. He sold out.
Yeah.
So purchase this particular concept idea and carry the spirit of what we're doing. We're going to China. Guys, tell me some more about what's going on in China.
One of the things I realized is that we do not invest in ourselves.
Mm-mm.
You see, and that's a big problem. Behemoths, let's start to invest in ourselves, okay? I know you get a couple of change, you got some change, come go with us to China. Let us open up your eyes to the world.
Mm.
If you check products and services, basically products, you look on the label, where's it made?
China.
China.
I got some shoes called Easy USA. That's what the shoes call. Right? Just some loafers, they cost like $20, right? They call Easy USA, just some slip-ons. Nice. I saw them online in the Facebook Marketplace, went to the store, picked it up. I look at the label, made in China. I almost vomit with laughter. I said, it's called Easy USA. Well, why would it be made in China?
Yeah.
Most products are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to me about it.
Well, first of all, I don't think we gave the dates. For those who don't know yet, we assume, because we've been doing this now for a few weeks now, it's October 16th.
October 16th.
Yeah, we leave October 16th.
Yeah.
And we get into, well, we go through London and we get into China on the 18th, because we leave that night and, you know, we're going ahead. They're ahead of us by 12 hours. So when we get there, it's going to be the 18th. And we're going to spend the whole 2 weeks in China and leave China on the 1st of November and get back here on the 2nd of November. Because when you go there, you lose a day, you come back, basically you gain a day, but the travel is about a day's travel. And you will be taken care of. The trip includes...
The 2nd is the Sunday, right, I think?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what day of the week it is, but it's the 2nd. I like to keep the days, the number, the dates in my head.
Yeah.
But our trip will cover your hotel, your airfare, all of your transportation to and from the trade fair, transportation... to
Hong Kong
and those Shenzhen. Two cities and Shenzhen.
You
will also get breakfast in the morning, also be covered. And also we're going to have, if you need your VPNs, all these things we're going to discuss. Because when you go to China, you're going to need VPNs. So in order you can keep in touch, because China has a blocking mechanism that keeps social media out. So we will get you what you need, so you can be in touch with home. Of course, we'll make sure that you're able to get all your things changed. But we will take care of all those things for you. You will also get the services of our consultancy. We'll help you in order to purchasing and how to ship and all the things in terms of deposits or whatever the case may be if you're doing other stuff. We've been in China now for almost 2 decades. And so we understand how to do business there. And we will take care of you. If you need sourcing of goods that you don't see, that after the fact, we can assist you with that also. But this is an amazing opportunity. What we tell people, and Mr. Bullard just said, that the seats are almost done. We're not taking more than 20 people, and we're almost there. So anyone who's interested, please get in contact with us as soon as you can. We know you have... You have the number for the radio station. You can call there. Also, we're having a meeting tonight. The meeting tonight is going to be at Fusion at 7 p.m. So be there so you can get the information that you need. You can call Mr. Bullard Lorenzo at 455-9978. Or you can call me at 427-0930. So 455-9978. So,
427-0930
for Omar Smith and 455-9978 for Lorenzo Bullard. And like we said, it's a trip where even if you just want to come and see, listen, I have an idea, I want to do some things, I don't want to invest right now. You pay the money and you come on this trip, you can pay for your trip with the money that with stuff that you buy at the very least. That's what we tell people. If you said, you know what, I'm going to be retiring the next, 3-4 years or whatever, but you know what, I want to see what I'm going to do. I want to make a plan for the future after my retirement. We've had people who've come on this trip and they retired early because of what they saw in China. And so, yeah, we're telling you that it's an amazing opportunity. The people who we've taken on this trip, there's so many of them who have benefited. Some of them, they are now in business. A lot of them go to China on their own now. And that's what we do. We make sure that we don't give you a fish. We teach you how to fish. So you can, after you've gone, you'll be able to go to China. You'll be able to conduct business there. And if you run into some issues, you forget some things, you can feel free to call us and we'll help you out. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
The numbers again, guys, please. Omar, 427-0930, 427-0930. Or you can give Antonio a call, 455-9978, 455-9978. And remember, it's going to be 7 p.m. this evening at Fusion. How long is it going to be? Like maybe an hour, tops?
Yes, hour. Yeah. All depends on the questions, people come, how many people are there, and the questions they ask. And we try to accommodate them as much as possible without, what we're going to do is this. You come, we give you some of the information. When you sign, then we can have another meeting once we start giving out all the tickets and all of the everything. Then we're going to take you to the next level. Okay? So when you come here, it's going to answer a few questions and
and all this. But the minute you locked in that payment, then we go to the next level.
Yeah. Guys, please, if you want to be a part of that and you want to find out more about it, please, please go down there, check that out this evening over at Fusion. You know where it is, on the top of the hill right there. You can be able to find the information out from these guys. And if you want to call them to find out more specific stuff, like I said to you, the numbers again, 427-0930 or 455-9978. Let me see if I can read one or two of these texts. This is Howard. Please wish Dilit Sophia Thompson her a happy 60th birthday today from her Nassau family. Enjoy your milestone. Happy birthday. It says also, happy birthday to Goldie from his favorite brother, Jeff. Wow, Jeff, you are wilding out. Favorite brother? I hope you only have one brother, right? Because you cause a big row with everybody else. But happy birthday to Goldie out there celebrating his birthday today. And all those persons, like I said, if you're celebrating a birthday, give me a text. You know the numbers to do. Let's be able to get these things done. I'm excited about China. Now, I just realized something, right? Because when we were initially talking, I started to set everything up. The foundation is on the move. Can I say that? Is it one of those things that you just feel like it's another commercial? No. I am going out into the world to identify the technologies that could be used in this particular space. I don't care where you are. Maybe you're wrapped up in this sort of an idea that says, oh man, what I can do, and just looking for means of survival locally. I will make it my mission to bring concepts and ideas to you, just like you said, to open up your mind to the possibilities that exist in these particular spaces. That's what we're going to use our show for, the foundation. So we're going to be talking with persons who were unlikely candidates to move towards significant success globally. Right here from the Bahamas, right from the gutters of these particular places. I got someone who's from the gutter of Atlanta. We're going to be making these things happen. There's an inaugural voyage, I think, on November 4th to Los Angeles. I wish to be on that plane, right? My cousin would wish for me to be there also, right? He won't become healing, right? So I wish to be on that plane. I think it's going to be JetBlue. But we're going to make some things happen, man. We're going to make some things happen, and we're going to always do our best to carry you out there with us and really bring these things to you live and in full effect. China is one of the things that we're going to do here on the foundation. I think it's a great opportunity. I couldn't tell you that I don't want to do this again next year or where I would be next year. I only know. That's where it is right now. It's where I am right now. I don't know what's going to happen next year. You understand? But I know right now, for me to be able to get through this transitional period and make some things happen, we got to make a decision now. So China's a big thing, guys. Please be a part of that. If you want to be able to do that, it's a nominal investment for something that's going to change your life. I've gotten a great deal of persons say to me as testimonials, Howard, the carry-ons that I brought back with me, I got four times the money that I spent to get there. And that's like five or six people told me the same thing. Howard, you go to China? You get with Omar there? Howard, trust me. Carry on. So I said, oh, man, I don't care. Carry on. What I have to wear? Five hats and six different clothes and all these things.
No, man, you get
listen. I said, no, Howard. Carry on with you. That's what the fella's telling me.
And guess what, Howard? You also get a check bag. You get one check bag for free. And that can carry a lot of stuff. In addition to that, each additional check bag is about $100. But think about this. The most expensive thing about China is shipping from China. Because the goods in China cost much less than we get them for on this side of the world. But the justification they give for raising their prices is to say, well, it's shipping. You're already there. And to ship a big, huge suitcase of goods for about $100 from China, it's a huge deal. So that is why people would find things that would cost, let's say, $100 over here, and only cost $10 there. And they'll say, hold on, this is what this costs over here.
They put shipping and handling on that.
Yeah, exactly.
They got to tag it on.
So when you go there and you see these things in these stores cost $10, but home, they charge you $100 for it. People say, hey, listen, I'm going to get a suitcase full. I'm going to pay my $100 for the suitcase, but I'm going to take a suitcase or two, and I'm going to take these over, and I can turn my money over. So that's what people have done. People have made
You got to think money. Smart, guys. If you want to be a part of this, please, one more time, say the names of this stuff before we go to the commercial break, because we're wrapping up right now. Say the number that they can reach you out tonight, 7 p.m. Let them know.
My number is 455-9978, 455-9978.
Well, and mine is 427-0930. And Howard, also, before I get right out of my house, today also happens to be my wedding anniversary. So yeah. So
you forget that?
No, I didn't forget it. But listen, we have a son born the same day. So we're sharing, right? We're already sharing the day. So yeah. So after 33 years of
33 that, years.
Yeah, 33 years, yeah.
Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you.
33 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Still going strong.
Is it still going strong?
Still going strong.
Still in love.
Yeah, she's still putting up with me.
She's putting up with you. Don't they all?
She's still putting up with me.
There's only two things I want. I wanted to put up and put out. My God.
How would you the mind, boy?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the foundation tonight, 7 o'clock. When you be able to go down there to the fusion at 7 p.m. tonight, you can be able to enjoy yourself there. Find out more information of this China trip. We're going down there October 16th, and we're going to make these things happen, guys. It's a beautiful day. We're going to take a commercial break and get to news, and be right back after this. China in October. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. I'm excited about it. I'll see you when we get back.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
At Marco's Pizza, we never skip on quality or ingredients. Save some cash and satisfy your cravings with our new carry-out medium two-topping pizza for only $12.50. That's right. Order two of your favorite toppings like sausage and green peppers on one medium pizza for only $12.50. Fat inclusive on our app or online. Made daily with fresh dough, our signature sauce, and fresh cheese. Only at Marco's Pizza. Restrictions apply.
At Alive, we believe that every common loftier goal is within our reach. We believe in the essence of our identity, the richness of our history, and the boundless potential that lies within us. That's why our network is built by, owned by, and managed by us. Alive. Believe in Bahamians. Visit BeAlive.com to take advantage of our golden independence deals. Alive. Believe in best.
A lot of folks are wondering, what is the Agrarian Awards? It's an award show to celebrate the people who produce the food that feeds the country. So September 16th, we're giving out trophies and money to young farmers, backyard farmers, sheep runners, goat herders, pea pickers, onion planters, basically everyone. But we couldn't fit all that on the invite, so we put Agrarian Awards instead. Go to adobahamas.org to find out how to nominate your favorite agrarian. The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. On this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the indecency continues to bubble to the surface as it relates to these texts. Y'all are wilding out. Big wild. All caps. You need to stop. It's a text that came through. It says, tell your guests 333 just fall. Boy, I tell you, right? What? 333. You celebrated, 33 years? And this boy, 13. Isn't that a coincidence? Does it always work like that? His boy's 14, just was 13. And he's celebrating 33 years. I think he says celebrating 33 years. 333 just four. My God. I tell you, like Fred Mitchell say, you ain't serious if you ain't got more than one dream book. So for all y'all out here who play it, SOS. Remember SOS on the TikTok thing? You ever see people do this? Right? They sit down, they get this grid that they lay out. Right? You see the grid? It looked like Minesweep. Right? And then they write like three here, like a number here. And then, what are you doing? Sir, you were in special set for math. Now you are a mathematician? You need to stop. And you swear by this shit. No, boy. Let me tell you something. This is what you do. What are y'all doing? You're behaving people. It feels like we even doing anything for money. We need to stop it. Stop it. I'm not getting in your business. I'm simply saying, I think it's hilarious. And I'm decent, right? I'm decent. I try to be as decent as possible. I'm waiting on the guests to come through. I try to be as decent as possible. My grandmother used to have me play in numbers. You remember this was when you had the 3-ply paper? You remember the 3-ply paper? Right? How would you give any grandmother away? Your grandmother's playing one numbers too. Stop it. Remember the number man used to come to church? Y'all remember that? He used to be sitting in the back of the church. Did you remember this? Come on, man. Why are we playing like this thing just happened? He had 3-ply paper. One for him, one for the customer, and one for the number house. So they could be able, everybody could be on one page. Then he signed it at the bottom. I know I used to play numbers for my grandma there. Right? We had across the street, we had a liquor store, right? The liquor store was Kell's Liquor Store, right there in 8 Mile Rock. And my grandma used to whisper to me sometimes. She'd say, go across there and tell Mr. Kell. I said, send me something with the bat on it, the little bottle with the bat on it. I didn't know what none of this was. In retrospect, I look back and say, my God, the indecency of my grandmother. My God. And I can't just fight her for that. I love her so bad. You wouldn't believe it. Right? I can't fight her for that. I know your grandmother had you doing some things too. And maybe you was one of those crybabies that they say, just put a little bit in the cap. Put it in the bottle. Put a little shot in the cap. Just in the cap and put it in the bottle. I don't know. But when we start to talk about the foundation, is this the foundation we're going back to? Even with that, I still believe that we had a rich, rich, beautiful country that was progressive and dreamt. Guys, I want to talk to you about something while I'm taking this little 2 seconds before my guest gets here. You know, we're going to have Ian Thomas sit with us from Direct Marketers talking with us. So I'm waiting for him to get through. But before we do that, I want to be able to tell you about some stuff that we're doing here at the Foundation. Is it okay that I share this with you? I believe in declarations. I believe in being able to stand steadfast in both your convictions and stepping towards the purpose that you've been called to. And, I often try to figure out, y'all can fight me, but we can talk about it anyhow. I have tried to get back to an executive capacity in the hotel. And I was there, and then the hotel shut down. And I thought my thing was the hotel. It was easy. Can I say that it was easy? It was an easy thing. It wasn't a difficult thing. The most thing I did was give my time. I went to the hotel and I gave my time. But the service came natural. It was just something that was in me. And so when I moved here in Nassau, I thought this would be the course for me. Let me get back to a place where I could find security and take care of my family. Let me get back to the hotel. That didn't work out. In fact, if I'm going to be honest with you, I came to Nassau and started Viewpoint MVM on Sundays on ZSR 103.5. You remember this? When they was in Palmdale. I started the radio show with my good cousin, Maggie Colebrook. Shout out to Maggie. Maggie, I hope you're doing good, you and your family. I think Melissa and I actually did it together. You know Melissa, she's actually on 103. She's on the Beat 103, right? So you know her. She and I started this together. And then eventually Joey Gaskins came on, right? Shout out, hey, what's up, Joey, right? Now, my point to you is that from I came to Nassau, I came for radio. I came for radio. It didn't work out. I didn't see where the money was going to come from. I didn't know whether this is something that I wanted to do. I pulled back and I kind of left it alone. I'm telling you the truth. I left it alone. Tried to get back into the hotel. That didn't work. And there was a small hiatus and a casual conversation with Walt McCartney led me back to this space. I give you that whole ring around the rosy for you to know that when you have purpose, when you're called to a particular thing, if you acknowledge this, if you identify this, if you are, take a panoramic view of your life and look at the course that you would chart, that you charted, right? Look how you've continued to be able to run back to something. You try to figure out whether or not there is purpose there or whether or not there's unfinished business there. And I recognize that this space is a purpose-led space for me, for now, because who knows, you know, life is evolving and we grow and expand as human beings. And I believe our purpose does the exact same thing. It evolves into another division because we acquire more experience and education and exposure, so forth and so on. My point to you is that in this space that I'm in right now, I'm going to be doing a great deal of things. A great deal of things with the foundation. I'm grateful to be here. We have, and I told you this before, we have just gotten our studio. Studio's going to be at the top of the hill, Market Street. I'm going to give you more information about that, the soft launch, so forth and so on. But I need your support. Before I get my guests on, let me just do this. I need your support. I can't do this on Slack. I can't take my wife money. I'm just going to be decent. They kind of pour into these particular things, but I believe that this is purpose-led. And because it is, I have to take those steps and making that thing happen. If you're out there today and you want to be able to find out more about how you could support, because we're upscaling what we do here at the foundation, and this trip to Atlanta, to China, to Los Angeles, and next year to Dubai is all those trips in preparation to do the kind of upscaling to bring the significant heirs to what we do locally. And then we're going to expand regionally and then internationally. So let's be as decent as possible. If you want to be able to assist, if you're in a position that you can help, if you're in that kind of position that you want to be able to hear more about, how, let me see your numbers. Does it make sense? I'm telling you, it makes sense. You're going to get your money back. Give me a call if you want to be able to invest and be a partner in what we're doing. 827-0111, 827. How are they? Nobody's doing things today. Well, that's all right, people. That's good for them. I'm not getting in their business. Call me. And watch these things turn around. You got to be able to attach yourself to people who got this kind of a faith. I believe you can make some stuff happen. 827-0111. Just rushing into the studio. I don't know. I know he came with a great deal of things. I tell him, bring his products. Yeah, bring it there. But I know he got ideas and concepts for you to be able to envision all these things. He takes for granted we're on the radio. We can be on the camera soon, my brother. I mean, live and in full effect on social media, we're going to be doing a great deal of things from our studio. And let's declare it. By the end of September, we can already have our soft launch. Let's make these things happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to a good friend all the way from Direct Marketers, Ian Thomas. My brother, say good afternoon to the Bahamian people.
Hard go.
Hard go, bro.
I right here, man.
Hard go, Duddy.
I right here, man. It's
going on?
What's going on with you, man?
I'm doing real good,
man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. I'm just listening to you on the way coming here. And I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good. It's a beautiful day outside. You know, it's normally hot and raining and hot. But it's just cool. It's just all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. So, good afternoon, Bahamas. My name's Ian Thomas. I'm from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company, of course, and we do radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call, Ian Thomas at Direct Marketers. My phone contact is
552-0212.
552-0212.
See what I did there?
Man, you got it.
It's a whole jingle.
I'm serious, man.
Okay.
Hey, man, listen to you. But Howard, you know, I want to jump straight into this. I have... a lot of people calling me, and you know, a lot of people who want to be proactive are getting kids ready for back to school a little bit earlier, if you want to consider right now earlier. And I want to talk about Hillcrest Academy. Are you familiar with that school?
Yeah.
You do? You know it?
Yes.
That's good, man. Hillcrest Academy, it's right there off the Little Service Road on Tonic Williams Darling Highway. You know that little road there right on the side where that woman who sells the fruits is behind?
Yes. Yes.
And the place where they sell the hot parties and everything like that. So you take that little service road and you go right up the hill. That's right off the Tonic Williams Darling Highway. So
I have friends and family who carry to take their kids up there.
Yes. So that's Hillcrest Academy. And everybody knows it's so very important to choose the right school for your young ones to attend. And at Hillcrest Academy, your child will be learning in a safe environment that consists of small classes with a track record of excellent GLAT results. That's GLAT. GLAT, I had to spell it. That will prepare.
I think
them
you need that.
Yeah,
I think you may need that.
I think I might need that. I don't know what the acronym is. Man, listen, yeah, people was driving. They said they like our acronyms for the past 2 weeks, but I'm going to jump on that a little later on. So, you know, you want good results for your kids. GLAT testing. You want to call Hillcrest Academy. Their phone number is 361-1150. 361-1150. 361-1150. So they will prepare your little ones for what's to come in their junior high school years. So students are encouraged to learn at their own rate. Their teachers are dedicated to helping them with by focusing on trouble areas that they might, certain areas that they may be experiencing a little, you know, discomfort. And they say, you know what, I really can't get that, and they don't understand. Teachers work very hard and diligently with them to pull up their grades. And what I like about Hillcrest Academy is that they claim that they're going to be thriving towards being the best primary mathematics school in the Bahamas. So that's a wonderful thing. Math is very important.
Children need math.
Excuse me?
Children need math.
Children need math. I think math and English are the most critical. If you're going to make some money and you plan on making a lot of money, you want to know your math. You want to know if you're being robbed, if you're making a profit, if you're having a loss, everything. So with them saying that they're focusing on being the best primary school when it comes to mathematics, I love it. Along with that, they have a mindset of promoting an eco-friendly environment, meaning the teachers and students, they have a program where they learn to grow carrots and lettuce and okra and fever grass and herbs and more. So you want to learn how to grow some herbs? There you have it?
Okay. I won't even answer your question, sir.
Huh? Nah, yeah. Nah, I don't want to learn how to grow some herbs.
You want the police to be outside when I finish?
Come on down. Come get your herbs. Okay, then. So if you want to, you want your kids to be involved in all that, it's a wonderful program to be a part of. So I talked about that, the herbs and so forth. Last year, the head boy was awarded $2,000 towards him transitioning into a new junior high school for the upcoming year. I don't want to call the school that he's going to, but they gave him $2,000 towards the new school that he's going to be going into, and that's a wonderful thing. This year, they have a team of junior debaters heading to London. That's on Sunday coming, and they're going to participate at the World Scholars.
They send the literature into London?
Yes. And the thing about it, the teacher, I know her. She's my good friend, and she's taking the kids to London. She didn't even tell me that. I had to find out.
How old are children?
Well, these are kids that are in sixth grade and under.
Going to London?
Going to London.
To debate?
To debate.
I'd love to know what this debate is about.
I can find out more information.
Tell
for
Hillcrest
you.
Academy call.
And anybody else want to find more information, you want to call Hillcrest Academy at 361-1150. 361-1150. So students stay busy with special classes like computer, Spanish, swimming, music, brownies, and scouts. And this is all in an aid to help them to excel in whatever programs that they decide to sign up with, which is really, really good. So those are after-school programs that they can get themselves involved with. Little ones who like are showing some promise in sports, they can find themselves getting involved in basketball and archery programs. Did you know that they teach
archery? They do
archery?
All of this at Hillcrest?
At Hillcrest Academy. A lot of people don't
ages?
Know that.
What's the ages?
Well, like I said, all the way up to sixth grade.
From baby?
From like grade one and so forth.
No, it got to be K-1.
Well, you know these things.
Yeah, you don't have children for a little while.
Yeah,
you don't have children in a little while.
Because my little one, 22.
Your little one, 22.
My little one, 22.
You don't forget everything.
When I see him.
Don't reset.
I said, that's daddy baby, big man with beard.
Listen, don't reset like me.
No, man.
My little one was 15. I said, all right, be good.
Yeah.
Right? My wife, I don't know, she's just born in sickness. I said, what's going on with you, baby?
So
right.
What's the age gap?
I have one 17, one 15, and then my youngest boy, he's four.
Four.
And then my baby girl, she's one.
She's one.
That
ladies
gap
and gentlemen,
is bananas.
Howard Grant is the only guy I know who gives birth to his grandchildren.
We got two. We got two. You know why?
Why?
You see, the atmosphere is charged in the Bahamas now. These young women already didn't say, child, what you want me to do? Eat them children, right? Well, I want it so, you know, God have to be able to give me that that second win.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you do it and you get all them wins.
My God.
When get up and
I can't even whisper.
Are you serious? I got a friend. The person says, Ian, I have a cousin. Say he could just look at his wife and she gets pregnant.
That's what
I said. How?
Is.
She said he cock-eyed.
You need to stop. You need to stop.
My cousin.
It is wild what he's doing out here.
He's just a normal guy.
It is wild what he's doing out here. You need to stop.
So kids love that down there. What I also like about Hillcrest Academy is that the school is Christian-based, and that's wonderful. They also work with the Abeka system. That's another important thing that people like to know. So their teachers they truly care about the advancement of their students, and that what sets them apart. So you definitely want to investigate Hillcrest Academy, and there are many options. Give your child or your godchild or even your grandchild.
Ooh,
your
niece. I like this one. Your godchild. Yeah. Somebody pay for my godchild.
Yeah, man.
You all pay for your godchild.
I mean, a lot of people who pay for
Gabriel and Elena. Let's go pay for them.
That's wonderful. That's really, really wonderful. So give them a call, like I said, 361-1150, 361-1150. Registration for the new year is happening now. Spaces are limited, so make the call right now today.
361-1150.
And that's Hillcrest Academy. There's just all
I
the
didn't
Tony
know they was
William
doing all
Darling
these things out there.
Yeah, man, I like it.
I think my
it.
Kids, my brother's kids go to Hillcrest.
Yeah.
I know my neighbor's kids go to Hillcrest,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor. She didn't want me to call her name on the radio. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I know that they go there. And I'm like, why would you go? This is the question that I asked. I said, why would you go all the way in the middle of town?
Mm-hmm.
Because we live far.
Well, the middle of town is almost like ideal because it's in the middle.
We live far.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And because we live so far,
uh-huh.
it was a difficult thing for me to kind of wrap my mind around, why would you go all the way this direction? But now, as you talk about Hillcrest, I think it's ideal.
And that's Miss Knowles calling me from Hillcrest right now. She's on the phone. I know it.
Tell Miss Knowles you're on the radio.
Yeah, she probably's listening to you right now.
Miss Knowles, we can call you when we finish.
Yeah, Miss Knowles. Yeah, she's
Miss Knowles, text him. What age? Because I get my baby girl. Tell me about what ages you're looking at as it relates to what the kids could come into the school for. Text him and let him know.
Yeah. Right? So, folks, once again, Hillcrest Academy, the phone number there is 361-1150. They're right there just off the Tonic Williams Darling Highway, right off of that little service road. You guys know it. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. Now, Howard, I promised you dinner with your wife. You didn't take up on the first
my
offer.
God.
Now I'm going to offer you dinner at another place, another eatery, which is one of my favorites. That's the New Sailor's Choice Restaurant. It's owned by the Albrees family, and it's ran by Miss McKenzie. She's the
Albrees?
Manager. Yeah, Albrees. Yeah, it's Dino and Adrian Albree, and their dad.
Adrian
is
Albree.
Yeah, and their dad is Wyclef. So it's family. It's family owned.
Wyclef Albree.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's right there. Do you know where it's located?
I know where it is.
You do?
I do.
Where? Let me see.
Right there on East Bay Street as you're heading towards Harbor Bay. Mm-hmm, on mm-hmm. the left-hand side.
Correct,
you
can correct.
Be able to see it. I think it's across the street from Kalina.
Uh-huh.
I think it's across the street from Kalina.
Yes.
Right? So you can be able to go there. Someone actually just told me that. I was like, man, listen, when are we going to grab coffee? He says, Howard, yeah. you know, I'm not normally at that space that we used to be at before. I said, so where do we go get coffee now? He said, well, you know, I can get some good boiled fish at Sailor's Choice.
Okay, then. Good. So Miss Knowles says, she's on the phone right now. She says, tell Howard, we go from nursery.
Okay.
Say it again, Miss Knowles. From nursery,
mm-hmm.
from preschool, nursery, preschool, kindergarten, up to grade 6.
Okay.
One more time.
Tell
Ms.
Knowles, listen to my voice. Miss Knowles, you can
nursery,
hear me?
Nursery.
Miss Knowles, this Howard Grant. When I come there, I look for slackness, Miss Knowles. Just listen for Howard Grant, eh?
she laughing at you right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. You hear what she says she go from, right? Nursery, preschool. Am I right, Miss Knowles?
Kindergarten.
You can hear her.
And primary. You said it all. Very good. Now, come on, these people radio.
Praise God, Miss Miss Knowles is a decent woman.
Yeah, I like Miss Knowles. She's called
she
me
ain't texting
all the time.
She called
me
all
the time. She'll call me 3 o'clock in the morning. Ian, don't forget to say this. All right, so go check them out. So we're talking about the eatery that I'm sending you and your
Sailor's
wife
Choice.
To. Sailor's Choice Restaurant. The proper location, ladies and gentlemen, is East Bay Street, just after you pass Bayshore Marina, before you reach Texaco Service Station, and of course, it's right there on the water side.
On the left-hand side. On the northern side.
On the northern side, yeah. So you can sit down there and eat and watch the boats go by in the harbor. It's a wonderful
thing.
Yeah,
I tell you, my guy says to me, I said, where are we going to grab a coffee from? Because this is one of my senior guys.
Uh-huh.
And he says, Howard, I don't do the coffee thing no more, but let's go get some good boiled fish. I said, where are we going for this boiled fish?
Right.
He said, Sailor's Choice.
Sailor's Choice Restaurant. So I told you where the address is. They're on the left-hand side, right on the harbor. So if you've never been there, I urge you guys to go. It's extremely nice place to dine. It's cozy and comfortable, and the food is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's for people wanting great food at sensible prices while dining with a view. So they're open up 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to supper time. Wow, I like that. Some people don't know when supper time is. Isn't it funny that black
people... Some people out here never even had supper.
Some people never had supper. Dude, say, what? We just eat dinner. When is supper?
Anything after 4 p.m. is dinner. It's dinner.
Yeah.
We don't have late lunches and brunches. It's just dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
You better say, you're ready to eat for the day. You better eat slow.
Eat slow. The guy sitting down chewing every 3 minutes.
Supper.
Yeah, I'm serious. So there's no better place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner than Sailor's Choice Restaurant. They specialize in native dishes, including fried snapper, lobster, shrimp, and crack conch. Or you can get boil and stew grouper served every day, all day. That's boil and stew grouper served every day, all day. Remember, every Thursday you can enjoy happy hour.
And let them know it's real grouper.
8:30 p.m.
This ain't no tilapia.
It is real grouper.
Let them know.
I was there when the guy was bringing in the grouper.
They have good Montague right there.
Yeah.
These fellas should bring the grouper fresh.
Well, they got some grouper from Montague, but they got the guys on the big boats.
They got their guys.
Yeah, man. But they do get grouper from there. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, so remember, Thursday, which is today, Thursday's a great time to go. You can enjoy happy hour from 5 to 8:30 p.m.
They get happy hour, too?
They get happy hour, buddy. You think only them other places have happy hour? We go there and DJ playing.
Do you get DJ, too?
Yeah, DJ comes through. Sometimes he's on the outside because
I like this.
Well, it depends how the weather is. If he's on the outside,
I'm
going to
check
stuff.
It out.
And
I got to check it out. And my guy invited me.
If you're having an event, you can rent the facility.
Really?
You can rent the facility. Yeah, and it's got
so like a baby shower.
Outside. Yep, baby shower, birthday, any little wedding reception. Go to
what
nice
they do
after
now?
Church.
What these young people doing? Reveal party?
Reveal party, gender reveal
which I think
party.
Is a wild thing.
Why?
Because we went to the doctor together.
Yeah.
And the doctor says, it's a boy. And don't tell me, doc, we're going to find out at the party. It's too much.
Yeah. Then like 18 years later, then they have to do another gender reveal party.
From DNA Direct.
And listen, yeah, let's talk with these people today. Yeah. So remember, Thursday you can enjoy happy hour from what time, Howard?
7:30 a.m.
I ain't tell you that.
To
you go
supper
from
7:30
a.m. happy hour.
Oh, I don't
happy
hour somewhere
from 5 to 8:30 p.m. with great music by popular DJs down there. Friday nights, they also have happy hour. You can go there after work. And happy hour menu consists of this. Now listen, delicious mouth-watering wings. I love it. Loaded fries, nachos, mozzarella sticks, chips and onion dip, along with scrumptious shrimp entrees. You could say that? Scrumptious shrimp. I used to make good at that. Say
scrumptious
shrimp entrees.
Say shrimp fast. Entrees.
Say it fast.
I can't say it fast.
Okay. No,
I can't say it fast.
Okay. So you're going to get scrumptious shrimp entrees.
Yeah.
Plus you can get a drink. Plus they have drink specials. You can get 3 for $12 beers. $5 mixed drinks.
Three for 12 beers
at a restaurant. That's unheard of. 3 for $12. Get 3 beers for $12.
Wow.
Yes. And $5 mixed drinks, including all mojitos and any other exotic mixed drink.
For $5?
Yeah.
You could go on the budget.
Yeah, man.
And then cut up your sweet thing in the can, get a little dance in.
Right.
Get a little mojito.
Right, right.
Yeah, let her enjoy herself.
Right.
She could even carry something home to eat.
Yeah, if you pick up your $40 movie.
No. You ain't got to pick up a $40 movie no more. You got Netflix at home. Netflix home. And then bang, you Netflix bang. And chill.
That's it, man. Look here, so you can choose to dine inside in the cool AC or outdoor and relax on the ocean view overlooking beautiful Nassau, like I said, the harbor. That's a new Sailor's Trace restaurant and bar. It's located East Bay Street, just after you pass Bayshore Marina, before Texaco Service Station. The phone number is 677-6861. Are you on writing this down?
677-6861. I'm writing it down.
Okay, you got it. Go down there. Adrian and Dino Aubrey and Wyclef Aubrey, you guys are doing an incredible job. I'd like to thank you on behalf of the Bahamas and Nassau for just, you know, bringing something that's so different. And I love dining there on the water. It's a beautiful view. I feel so nice and relaxed. Maybe you should have some of your meetings down there with your people, because I've read something that most great deals are constructed near water. It's just like a... It's almost like a feng shui type thing, like the whole thing, like the tingum ding.
Ian is getting deep today.
Man, I'm getting deep.
You get deep today, Ian.
The loose.
Make your deals on the side of the water.
Yeah, make your deal on the side of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
That's where you carry sweet thing in the can on the side of the
water. That's what they try.
After you then give us something, you just go watch the sea.
Go watch the sea.
That's where you make your deal.
I thought you say we're going someplace else.
No. We want to make a deal. You need to stop it, Ian. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian, let me take this commercial break. Guys,
yeah,
we're going to be right back. 96.9 FM Radio Foundation with Howard Grant. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Small Business Thursday. In the studio with us right now, at the top of the hour, we were talking about China, going to China, the concepts associated with that, and what you needed to do Now we're talking all business locally. We have none other than Ian Thomas here with us, being able to talk to us about what direct marketers has done and what they're putting on the table. We talked to, I'm really intrigued about this Hillcrest Academy. Can I say that?
Yes.
I'm really intrigued about this. I want to know more about what they're going to be doing down there. And we're going to find out about this. Also, Sailor's Choice, I've heard it more than once locally. A lot of persons are talking about Sailor's Choice and being able to find a space. Because one time ago, the fellas was just content with the coffee. But now Sailor's Choice can give you stew fish and boiled fish all day.
All day long.
That's bananas.
You know what? I listened back to us on the radio and then something that stood out when you said, Ian, you know what? I really learn a lot with Small Business Thursday, and I like the trueness that when you say it, because I like bringing things to people that that either they know but they might have forgotten, or it's brand new. So I feel good knowing that I'm letting you, and along with the rest of the people out there, know about these businesses and what all they have to bring to the table. You know, so I appreciate that, and this is a great way for me to get the message out. And you know, the response has been
incredible. This is excellent
incredible.
For you to be able to do this. Now you got to let me know if they have any Wi-Fi down there.
Oh, they got free Wi-Fi. Yeah, well, you know how to read things. Might someone ask me right now for Hillcrest Academy number? You know how to do it, but the number is 361-1150, 361-1150. That's Miss Knowles down there, and my good friend Renetta, she's down there too. So go down there and check them out, 361-1150. They're right there off of the Tonic Williams Darling Highway. That's a good place to send your little ones for this upcoming year. And let me give you the number one more time for the new Sailor's Choice restaurant, right there on East Bay Street. Great place for stew fish, like Howard said. 677-6861. 677-6861. Go down there or give them a call. Listen, I'm on 96.9, so the ninth person that shows up there tonight, we're going to go ahead and buy them some drinks. Might even go ahead and try to give them a nice dinner for one person. The next person got to pay. Can't give all the people food. So go down there, Sailor's Choice Restaurant, East Bay Street, right there on the water, after you pass Bayshore Marina and before you reach Texaco Service Station. That's the phone number. You're just showing me WhatsApp right now. Someone's asking for the number for DNA Direct. Am I correct?
Yes.
So if you need a paternity test done to prove...
And this feel like this feverish. This is like six times they say this to me.
If you need to prove or disprove that you're the biological father of a child, you want to call DNA Direct at 324-0665. That's 324-0665.
I feel like they had an argument
there. A foreign woman with a child, and you need to prove that the child has a Bahamian father, a biological Bahamian father, please give them a call, 324-0665. If you're a person and you need to prove that your dad is a biological Bahamian person, get a DNA test. You can get a DNA test for as low as $450. The reason why individuals choose DNA Direct, they're the least expensive on the island at $450 for an informational test. There's a payment plan. You could do half down, pay the balance when the results come in, and they have a mobile service available 7 days a week between 7 and 7, so you don't have to move. You want a paternity test done? Call DNA Direct. You want a siblingship test done to find out if someone's your brother or your sister? You need a grandparentage test? Give DNA Direct a call, 324-0665, the number one paternity testing company on the island.
This is an aggressive text. I want to let you know that. From I came on the show before you was even on. Small Business Thursday, they text me, what's the number for the DNA people? This is a text. What's the number for the DNA people?
Mine, call DNA Direct, 324-0665. Get a DNA test. You're right now, you're driving in your car, and you're saying, wow, this must be prophetic. Is it prophetic? Prophetic. This is prophetic. I need a paternity test, or I know somebody, my coworker, a family member, they need a paternity test. Let me write this number down. I can text it to them, WhatsApp it to them, or let someone give it to them anonymously. Someone needs that. You're struggling right now. You're saying, I'm not sure if this child's my child. I'm getting ready for back to school.
That's
back to school can be like about $1,000, $2,000 going back to school. You say, you know what? I need to find out if this child is my child. I can just pay $450.
Be discreet. Be discreet when you text the number.
Yes.
Text the number, 240-665, and say, God told me to send you this. God told me to
send you this. He sent a message.
He just said, people
blame 324-0665.
They blame everything on God. I'm just hearing God tell me, you need to stop. You need to stop. You're deep in the people business.
Some just come in my spirit.
In my spirit. I just know I got it. My God. And Howard was on the radio today talking about DNA Direct. I knew this was the time to tell you that this baby might be yours. Yeah, this baby mine. This baby is mine.
Listen, that's another thing. I said it last time also. Women do not choose who the baby father, if they're in a dilemma, which you will never know, they don't choose and they say, wow, this guy is the handsomest or this guy is the best in bed. They choose the individual who can either afford it or the individual who wants that baby so much.
They're looking for security.
Looking for security. Yeah. I told you, we've seen a scenario where a woman had a child calling about two or three guys, daddy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. George walks in the room, daddy. Mark walks in the room, daddy. Sean walks in the room, daddy. Howard walks in the room.
No. Howard didn't come in this room. Howard don't come in this room.
Howard say, oh, wait a second, I'm in the wrong room.
I got my own room to go to.
He ain't what? Howard say, I was just looking for the bathroom.
I'm sorry, daddy. I'm sorry. Maybe you need to fix your child. It seemed like she on repeat. She need to fix it.
Hey, Howard, you need to stop it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, call DNA Direct. Don't listen to me or Howard. Yeah, you call DNA Direct if you want to know. If you are the biological father of a child, if you want to know if there's any type of relation, 3240665, 3240665, DNA Direct, when knowing the truth matters. That's a wonderful thing. So we talked about SHSS last week. Mm-hmm. SHSS, what are they?
The electrical company.
Electrical company. Where are they located? And it's a whole test I gave you.
You're giving me too much tests, sir.
They're located on Chesapeake Road.
One test I will know. What's the discount they give Howard?
They are on Chesapeake Road in the Old Minute Muffler Building. Man, I just got off the phone with Mr. Store yesterday. He said, Howard, tell Howard, more people coming inside here. We might have to open up a new location. Howard, you got them coming inside there. This show is so popular. They're going to, I hear they're going to take Oprah back off the air and put you on.
You need to stop it.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
you want me to be out here? You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. Everyone gets. Howard ain't going to do that. I'll say, give me a car. Give me a car.
Hey, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Howard is something else here. If you are building right now, let's start from the beginning. SHSS Electrical has moved. That's what I want to let everybody know.
Let them know.
They're no longer on Mackey Street in the Henry F. Store building. They moved right down the road on Chesapeake. As soon as you're on Mackey Street and you turn on Chesapeake, they're right down the left-hand side in the, people say old, they want to say old or former, Minute Muffler Building. So that's where they're on Chesapeake Road. So they offer a wide range of electrical supplies for both homes and businesses, like I said. They carry Square D products, switches, combos, breakers, breaker panels, electrical wires, meter cans, LED bulbs, decorative ceiling fans, light fixtures with outdoor motion sensors, and those dusk to dawn security lights. Someone called me on the weekend. They said, Ian, I'm so glad you told me about them. We got our nice lighting set up for at our house, and that was so good. They've got beautiful, beautiful decorative ceiling fans and those light fixtures. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably in your office or when you get home, you say, you know what, these lights ain't looking too good. Probably they're starting to rust or whatever it is. Change those. Changing these little small, doing these little small changes can actually bring out a room. As
it
women
adds
would
value
say,
to the place
it pops.
Also.
Yeah.
It adds value to the place also. When you change your scones, when you change your light fixtures and whatnot, it shows that you care about these things.
Right.
Little things like that people pick up on, you know.
Definitely, definitely. So that's incredible. I'm so happy. And what I also want to let you guys know, they are the number one company in the Bahamas, not just in Nassau, when it comes to those LED bulbs. Those LED bulbs are so important. I've seen a drastic change in my electric bill just by changing all those bulbs. Those that's old important. Fluorescent ones, yuck. Some $1 million a month trying to operate those. But the LED bulbs, you want to go down there, change all those bulbs, and watch what's going to happen. Even the prices are so good, some people come in there and buy in bulk and then resell. But go down there, the SHSS Electrical, that's the store family. And like I always say, everyone knows that last name is synonymous with being number one in the electrical business. The phone number right now is 605-7777. Or 605-7477. 605. 775-775-605-7777 or 605-7477. Get all those things that you need. If you're renovating, if you're building, whatever it is, tell your electrical contractor, whatever. Hey, listen here. I'm going to pay you to do the work, but just go and get my supplies from SHSS. They're right down there on Chesapeake Road. They're, pardon me. You can receive 10% discount off your bill once you spend $50 or more. Don't wait. The weekend's coming out, coming up. You don't know what you're doing Saturday. Pick up the family, jump in the car, go down there, pick out the different light fixtures for your room, the kids' room, maybe grandma's room, whatever that is. Go down there, get everything you need from SHSS Electrical. This is not just a promotion or whatever. Howard and I stand by this. Howard's been to the company. He loves it. I like it. I like it so, so much that I'm constantly back here, and I'm telling everyone who sends me WhatsApp, and I appreciate the WhatsApps, give me a call to hear about any of these companies I talk about. So remember that. You give me a call, 552-0212. You guys have my number.
You got to fix that.
What's my number?
552.
Oh,
you can't fix that.
I don't even get my number.
You've got to be consistent.
In 3, 2, 1, 5520212. 5520212. Give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers. I'm going to hook you up with all these great deals. SHSS Electrical, 605-7777. That's a great company. And I wanted to tell you about Biotech. They just called me. I've been dealing with this company now for over a year, but they called me. They said, Ian, I think this is the time. That's Ms. Smith and those down there. Biotech Medical Lab, Bahamas. Have you ever heard about them?
No.
Okay. They are a full medical laboratory. What do you call it? Laboratory? Laboratory? Laboratory?
Depending on if you're Dexter, then you say laboratory.
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 If you're Dexter.
Or
if other
you're
from, than that, it's just a lab.
Just a lab.
Right?
Yeah. I am in a lab.
If you're from Bay Barrock, it's a lab.
It's a lab. Oh, you know I'm in a lab.
Yeah,
lab, right down lab. There. So they're located, Howard. I want to tell you about this because you're going to get a test on this later on. They're located in 343 Exquisite Square, East Street, and Robinson Road, directly across from Super Value Food Store. They're in a blue building trimmed with white, and it's right on the traffic light, so you're not going to miss it. The phone number.
Will you say 343 Exquisite Square?
Yes, 343 Exquisite Square, East Street and Robinson Road.
Okay,
it's right there on that intersection. Right across the road from Super Value. What does Super Value used to be called? Portion.
Portion Control?
Portion Control. You got it.
Ooh.
But you're doing good on this test.
Portion Control?
Yep, it's right across the road.
I know Portion Control from Grand Bahama. You have to remember I'm from 8 Mile Rock. So
oh,
you're
wilding
out.
You from 8 Mile Rock?
100%.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What?
So the phone number there is 394-1837. 394-1837.
East Street and Robinson Road.
East Street and Robinson Road. Right across the road from Super Wagyu.
East Street and Robinson Road. Okay.
Yeah. Blue building. White trim.
Tell me what they do over at Biotech Medical.
Okay. I can tell you where you can find them. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram just in case you want to message them and see what they're all about for yourself. After right now, maybe you can Google them. So they're open up from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., including Saturdays. That's when they open up until 4 p.m. Now, they offer school profiles. You have young ones. You know the school profile. You
yes.
Get yes. What school profile is?
You need to be able to give to the Ministry of Education this sort of a layout for the health history of your child. I got to go do one right now. I just
you
set
see
one
that?
Up.
That's
no,
it?
No, I just set one up.
Wow. Well, I want you to cancel that one and go here. Okay. So they offer school profiles, obstetric profile, annual profiles, STD panels for HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and hepatitis.
What is an STD panel? Do people just sit down and just talk about you?
No, no, no. That's the people. That's another set of people.
It's a panel.
Now, this is a STD panel. Now, listen, a lot of people do not know their status. And this is so very serious, and I'm glad you talked about this. A lot of people, single people, even some other people, they jump into new relationships, go from one relationship to the next.
My God.
And
such a strategic word, jump into.
Yeah, jump into. Or they fall into it.
Accidentally, go ahead.
Or they meander into it.
You need to stop. Go ahead.
Some people sashay into it. sashay. So
sashay Shante.
Yeah, sashay. So you go into a new relationship, and before you're intimate, you should know that person's status. Am I right or wrong? I'm looking at your producer. He's giving me the, yeah, that's absolutely right.
No, you know what? What I have found throughout the length and breadth of this country of familiarity is that they start off good, you know. Mm-hmm. They start off, they protect themselves for the first three times.
Yeah, for the first three times.
Then they feel like, I know you.
I know you.
I know you.
So it's mine.
I know you.
You know how I know you? Every time I WhatsApp you, you just write me back.
Come on, man. I know you. Never leave me on blue.
I'm serious. So you need to know your status.
Yeah.
Not just for HIV, for all these different things, because all these other things could be precursors to lead into something else.
Yeah.
So you want HIV testing, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and hepatitis. You want to call testing, of course, 394-1837, 394-1837. That's Biotech Medical Lab.
They know there's different names also. Mm-hmm. My uncles used to call it crabs and claps.
And the claps,
and things like that.
Yeah.
But these are all, you need to be able to know about these things.
Yes, definitely.
I feel like it's 2023. You should be aware of both your status and your position and understand that there are options available to you to protect yourself.
And they should have open conversations about it. It's not something to just hide underneath the rug and stuff like that. Yeah, talk about it.
You can't let your desire for sex.
Oh, she's pretty. Oh, he's handsome.
You can't do that. One time I was hanging out in Nate Marrock by Diamond, mm-hmm. right? This is a place that they sell some wings. They closed down years ago, right?
A strip club.
No. This is Diamond's on the seashore. Mm-hmm. So we're hanging out down there, and this guy sees this girl. She's not from Nate Marrock.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh, my God, this is a pretty girl. Whatever you have, we have tonight, baby. And you give me, what? This is wild stuff.
Yeah.
These are decisions that men make when they lead with their lower member. Mm. You need to be clear about your position. And I think like a lot of our men don't really have these conversations.
No.
You got to talk.
No, yeah.
You got to let them know.
Yeah.
Let's go down to biotech and check yourself out.
That's right.
I think it's clear.
Right. And it's so funny that they also do drug testing down there as well. So, you know, if you suspect somebody, your partner or maybe one of your kids might be
on drugs.
Yeah, doing drugs or something like that. They can go down and get drug tested as well. So,
or if you need it for your business, just for the purposes of you might be an entrepreneur, you want to bring some persons on, but you need them to be sober minded. You want to be able to reach out to them. Because sometimes, you know, people will be inebriated on the job.
Yeah.
You could just be able to pop up and find out these things. Yeah. I think it's important that you do that.
On a job interview. Like, how long does job interview take, man? Get me two collect.
Listen, I had this one guy one time. He could not start a job when I had my landscaping company.
Mm-hmm.
He could not start without having like a joint in the morning. I was like, how can you possibly work like this? I had to let him go.
He said, it's the breakfast meal of the day.
He said, I cannot. And he meant it. It's a serious thing. He could not, he'd become so dependent on the thing. He could not function without it.
Wow. Well, that's crazy.
Let me take a commercial break and be right back. Guys, we're going to talk a little bit more about this right here on 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant, going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas has given you 5,000 more reasons to be proud to be 50. Just purchase a 3-pack of Collect at participating liquor stores and bars for your chance to be one of our 5 lucky $1,000 winners. Winners will be announced every Friday starting June 9th. Collect's 5K giveaway to celebrate 50 years of independence is officially on. Just purchase 3 Collect for your chance to be one of 5 $1,000 winners. Follow Collect on social media for more details. Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly, but
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, Radio. You reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Farmers everywhere, fishermen here and there, the Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs now has 30 services available online. Apply for your agriculture farmland lease, farmers registration and license, and crawfish trapping permits online. All kinds of duty-free and import permits are now just a click away. Visit mygateway.gov.bs and grow your business today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday, Small Business Thursday. If you want to be a part of Small Business Thursday going forward, make sure I can be able to set some time aside for you and book you in advance. If you want to do that, 8270111, 8270111. You can get Howard Grant. That's the Howard Helps Lines. I called it Help Me Howard. I don't want no copyright infringement. Howard Helps Lines. I think it's fine. So give me a call, 8270111, 8270111. We can set everything up for you. You can come down here and tell us about your business, what you do, and all those particular things. And if you're one of those persons who want to be able to gravitate towards direct marketers, do that. 552-0212. Mm-hmm. 552-0212. You can be able to get Ian. He can tell you all about what he does. He's enthusiastic, always being able to talk about your product, your service, with such enthusiasm that everyone gravitates towards it. And I want to be able to commend him for that.
I appreciate
and bringing those spaces, you know, those various business to this space here at The Foundation. He's a good, decent man. Go ahead.
Thank you, man. Someone just wrote me and they said about biotech medical lab. They asked me, what if you can't come in there? Is that possible that someone can come out? I said, definitely. You can go ahead and take advantage of their at-home blood draws and specimen pickups. So they do that. That's a great feature that they have there. So those needing a COVID-19 rapid antigen test, you guys can just pay $28. You can get it back. You can get it back really quickly. You want your child's back to school annual blood test for low cost of $40. That's great. And people just love how the turnaround time for all these tests is so, you know, it's really convenient for them. You can get your test back, like I said, sometimes that very same day. They accept all major insurances: BAF, Bahama Health, Kalina, Atlantic Medical, New Providence Life, and Care Bahamas. And those who are First Care medical card holders, you guys receive 20% off. So that's Biotech Medical Lab. The phone number is 394-1837, 394-1837. And lastly, people are asking me about this. It's about time you get yourself a standby generator. These power has been going off like crazy. And I live in the East, and I never seen it like this in such a long time. You need yourself, you want a standby generator. You want to get yourself a generator made by Generac. Stop suffering when electricity goes off. You can order your Generac standby generator today. You can get a 7.5 kilowatt generator for $4,495, a 14 kilowatt for $6,495, and a 22 kilowatt for $7,995. They are propane powered and they're sold with the transfer switch. Give me a call at 552-0212. You ain't have all the money. I could turn you on to one of my companies that I work with that does financing, as long as you work for government, Atlantis, or you're a quasi worker. And now they're telling me, as long as you have a job that that pays you what do you call it, direct deposit, they can do a salary deduction. That's wonderful. Don't stop sweating when the power go off. Give me a call. Get yourself a standby generator by Generac. The phone number, my phone number, 552-0212.
Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us today. It's been a wonderful time. You heard all about China. You heard about what we're going to be doing here at the Foundation and being able to upscale how we execute and being able to bring something live, fresh, and something that is engaging enough for you to be able to expand and your thought pattern and what we're going to be doing here. And you also heard from Direct marketers being able to tell us about all these wonderful products. Hillcrest Academy, Howard will be calling you. Sailor's Choice, I'm coming there to check you out. SHSS Electrical, make sure you can be able to check them out over in Chesapeake Road, guys. Also, Biotech Medical. DNA Direct, a lot of persons have been calling about that. I feel like y'all just call me when y'all had a row. All right, I can tell you right now, my legal will text Howard and find out this number right now. I need this stuff, right? And also, guys, make sure you can be able to check him out over at the Generac Generators. Hit Ian up, 552-0212, 552-0212. He can be able to assist you with all those things. And I want to thank you. Tomorrow, we're going to be live and in full effect right here in the studio, being able to chop it down. It is a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. We're going to see you tomorrow. God spare right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you later.
Yes, yes, yes.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.